Oxford, Britain's oldest university.
Back in the 12th century, England had no universities. English scholars, or students, went to the University of Paris instead.
But, son, you don't speak French!
Classes are in Latin, Mother.
From 1167, when England's king banned studying in Paris, scholars and academics began to converge on Oxford instead to study theology, law, medicine, and other subjects.
Son, you're back!
And different.
Bonjour, maman, chérie, bébé, prunelle de mes yeux.
Rapidly, more scholars arrived, causing tension with the locals. The answer was to build student residences and later colleges. The first, University College, was completed in 1249.
Think they're cleverer than us, don't they? Scholars, go home!
Things turned violent in 1209, after a scholar accidentally killed his mistress, a local woman. The university closed, three scholars were hanged, and most of the rest fled Oxford to start up again in a new location.
I've heard of a nice town called Cambridge!
Teaching at Oxford restarted, but the problems continued. Records show that scholars killed 12 people between 1297 and 1322 alone.
Not another student murderer.
And professors were sometimes attacked by students armed with swords.
All right, I'll give you an A+.
The worst violence of all was a 1355 riot that started on St. Scholastica's Day. A student criticised the wine in a tavern, which started a fight. The fight spilled into the streets. Over 3 days of violence, 30 locals and 63 members of the university were killed.
This is going to keep me busy for years.
As punishment, the town paid the university a fine on the anniversary of the riot, every year for the next 470 years. In 1955, 600 years later, the Mayor of Oxford and Vice-Chancellor of the university finally held a formal ceremony of conciliation.
Can I offer you a glass of wine?
Are you mad?
Oxford University now includes 39 separate colleges, each with their own academics and students. There was no women's college until 1878.
Funny, today we're the majority.
Today, Oxford is considered the fourth best university in the world. Over the years, it has produced 69 Nobel Prize winners.
Oxford is the best!
Not exactly. Cambridge is ranked second and has had 118 Nobel winners.
One key to its excellence is only accepting the best. Just 13% of student applications are successful.
That doesn't work anymore. Go away.
Its debating club, the Oxford Union, is a training ground for future politicians. 30 British prime ministers went to Oxford, including the current one, Rishi Sunak, and his predecessor, Liz Truss, who lasted just 44 days.
It doesn't mean any of us are good at running the country.
The older colleges are built on the model of medieval monasteries, with cloisters around a central quadrangle. Students live on site. It's all a little Harry Potter.
Magical, isn't it?
As a matter of fact, the dining hall at Hogwarts that we see in all the Harry Potter films was based on the real dining hall in one of the Oxford colleges, Christchurch.
Unfortunately, the food is better at Hogwarts.
Like Harry, the students must wear academic dress at times. But these days, every student has the right to choose between a skirt or trousers under the traditional gown.
And we can choose any colour, so long as it's black.
Oxford students mostly teach themselves through personal research. Individually, or in groups of two or three, they meet their tutor once or twice a week to analyse their work. It's intense, but produces results.
There is a professor for every 11 students at Oxford. That's why it's so good.
It's not all work, though. Oxford students are infamous for partying. In particular, they cover each other, and the town, in food, confetti, pigment, and whipped cream after their exams.
Now I've got some colour!